The outgoing head of the Financial Markets Authority says there are plenty of hard yards yet to be done to improve finance sector behaviour. Rob Everett leaves at the end of the month after 7 years at the authority to head the Crown-owned Venture Capital NZ Growth Fund. He says the industry has been less complacent since Australia's banking scandal and the FMA Reserve Bank's survey of local behaviour. Now, Rob Everett says there's still a lot of work to do.
For the sectors we licensed early, fund managers and the financial advisors, were probably more than halfway there. But with banking and insurance, I think particularly insurance, you know, we're only barely off the ground, really. And so I would say that probably there's another 5 years of constant expectation setting and the occasional wielding of the stick that needs to come.
So there might be some tears before bedtime.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, I think it's inevitable there will be. And as I say, you know, we're in court with a couple of firms at the moment. And with all the best intentions, the pragmatic, engaged approach that I have propounded has to be backed up by tears before bedtime, if that's what's required.
You were asked at this final function your view on the future, and you replied you could see a market correction, a significant market correction, in the next 5 years. What makes you think that?
You know, to have gone this long with only one very short-lived correction at the time COVID broke out of a bull market is extremely unusual. And so, you know, a little bit like what I said in 2014, you know, you do look at asset prices and think they're pretty frothy. You're starting to see interest rates move in a different direction. You're starting to see quantitative easing being taken off. You know, my best guess would be, you know, during the tenure of my successor, that, you know, markets will have a more prolonged wobble and it will test the confidence of those people who've gone into markets in the last 5 or so years.
Are there rogues and crooks in the sector that you can't find or that you perhaps know are there but you can't get your hands on them?
There are undoubtedly people on the edges deliberately trying to stay off the radar who know that if they got scrutiny from the regulators, it wouldn't stack up. So, you know, around the edges of our license perimeter, we do need to find those people, both to clear them out and to, if you like, reward the people who are in the licensed, regulated sector for all the work they're doing to abide by the standards. The bigger issue, I think, is sloppiness and complacency. You know, the bigger firms who do have the resources to do things differently, if left to their own devices, you do see poor value products. You do see technology that has gone wrong where people aren't getting fee rebates or discounts or being charged twice. And there's a risk that seemed to be just a feature of business and it's okay because it wasn't deliberate. And we've been working really hard to convince the industry that it will be taken into account whether your behavior was deliberate or accidental. But you don't get off the hook because it's accidental. You don't get off the hook because you found it. You know, if you've breached the law and hurt your customers, there's still a price to be paid.
And that is the outgoing Financial Markets Authority Chief Executive Rob Everett, who will be succeeded by Samantha Barris. And he was talking to our business editor, Giles Beckford.